After a super boring year, Connecticut wants to make it up to kids in the state with some free summer fun, with a little bit of education thrown in, of course. The state will use $15 million, just part of its $2.6 billion in federal coronavirus relief money, to partner with local attractions to enrich kids this summer. Museums, aquariums, and zoos in the state are showing interest in participating. David Lehman is the state's Economic and Community Development Commissioner.
The program is Kids Summer Free. 18 and under Connecticut residents, all free, as long as they're accompanied by one adult, from July 1st through the Monday of Labor Day weekend.
The program has been submitted to lawmakers. Now it just needs approval.
You're listening to C19, WSHU's daily news update from the Connecticut, New York region.
Coming up, Connecticut faces a federal lawsuit over new vaccine requirements in schools. Who will foot the bill for offshore wind in our region? And Governor Cuomo drops some COVID restrictions on New York restaurants.
I'm Bill Buckner.
And I'm Sabrina Garone.
Less than a week after Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont signed a new law removing religious exemptions for vaccinations, the state is facing a federal lawsuit. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports.
The law requires children who attend public schools to get commonly required vaccinations like the MMR shot, unless they have a medical condition. Two groups and three families sued the state. They say the law infringes on their freedom of religion and their right to a free public education. Brian Festa is with the Connecticut Freedom Alliance, one of the groups on the lawsuit.
What this law is doing is it's forcing children to choose between one fundamental right, education, and another fundamental right, religion. And that's just abhorrent in our view.
The new law doesn't apply to students who are currently in school. Five other states, including New York, don't offer parents a religious exemption. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.
The Long Island Power Authority wants New York regulators to reconsider who will pay the $1.5 billion in upgrades needed to distribute energy that will come from offshore wind farms. WSHU's Claire Sechrist reports.
The LIPA argues the cost should be shared equally across the state as ratepayers statewide will benefit from the upgrades. The State Public Service Commission says the bulk of the cost should be paid by ratepayers who benefit most. James Den is a commission spokesman. He says the upgrades mean cheaper energy sources and more energy options that will benefit customers on Long Island and in New York City, who already pay higher electricity prices than the rest of the state. LIPA says that would burden Long Islanders with high costs to convert the state to green energy sources. New York State's green energy initiatives call for ending all carbon-emitting power sources by 2040. Claire Sechrist, WSHU News.
Governor Cuomo says reopening New York is not like flipping a switch. He'll loosen some restrictions on restaurants in the coming weeks. More on that coming up, but first headlines and a message from C19 supporter.
Support for C19 comes from Hartford HealthCare. More COVID vaccine answers at hartfordhealthcare.org/vaccine or 833-621-0600.
Looking to get the COVID vaccine in our region? Here's the latest on how you can do that.
All residents in our region over 16 are eligible for the vaccine.
Connecticut residents, you can schedule an appointment by visiting ct.gov/COVID vaccine or call 877-918-2224. New Yorkers, you can schedule an appointment using the Am I Eligible app or by calling 833-697-4829.
Experts say Connecticut's tick population is increasing this season and features some new species. The increase is due to a variety of factors, including shorter and warmer winters and longer and wetter springs and summers. The state counted more than double the number of ticks through April 30th than it did last year. Adding to the challenge is that tick-borne illnesses can have symptoms resembling those of COVID-19. Experts urge people working or spending extended time outdoors to check for ticks, remove them carefully, and submit them to the state. Authorities have released a $1.25 million plan to start prescribed fires in the Long Island Pine Barrens. These controlled fires help burn up dry brush in the region. Natural fuel can cause uncontrollable wildfires after drought. The plan has been 25 years in the making after several devastating wildfires in the Long Island Pine Barrens. The latest in 2005 burned over 1,100 acres in Manorville and Ridge and displaced dozens of families. The controlled fires encourage healthy plant growth and also reduce the populations of harmful ticks and southern pine beetle outbreaks. Prescribed burns are underway in the Rocky Point Barrens State Forest, with others planned for this month.
Governor Andrew Cuomo says some of the remaining COVID-19 restrictions in New York will end in a couple of weeks. Karen DeWitt has more.
The easing of restrictions that have been in place for over a year paves the way for a fuller reopening of offices, restaurants, and indoor gatherings, including Broadway theaters and other arts venues. The lifting of capacity restrictions also applies to retail stores, gyms, and fitness centers, as well as barbershops and hair salons.
But we are at a point now where we are going to take a major step forward in reopening.
The governor says the reopening cannot be turned on fully all at once, like a light switch. He says some restrictions will remain for now.
It's a smart reopening. It's a measured reopening. It's a phased reopening.
The CDC required 6-foot social distancing rule will still be in place unless everyone at the event or in a workplace is fully vaccinated. So that will limit whether some indoor spaces can truly reopen at 100% capacity. And restaurants also still have to follow the 6-foot rule unless they have erected physical barriers between tables. Large outdoor stadiums will for now still be restricted to just 1/3 of total capacity. Cuomo says New Jersey and Connecticut will also be lifting their capacity restrictions. Limits on outdoor social gatherings will also be eased. On May 10th, up to 500 people can gather outdoors. Indoor social events will be increased to a maximum of 250 people on May 19th. And on that date, restrictions on outdoor gatherings at private residences will end, and up to 50 people will be allowed to gather inside a private home. And curfews on closing times for bars and restaurants will end at the end of May. As a result, Cuomo says the New York City subway system will resume 24-hour service on May 17th. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio or online at WSHU.org. C19 is supported by Hartford Healthcare.
As always, you can send us your thoughts and story ideas to news@WSHU.org. We'd love to hear from you.
I'm Bill Buckner.
And I'm Sabrina Garone. We'll talk tomorrow.